11:59 at Radio Free America, and this is Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn. Right now, I got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
Captain, a vessel approaching.
On screen.
We're being hailed.
Every weekend over at gearwebsites.com, our online store, we have free Patch Friday. And that means that every order placed on our store on Fridays is going to include at least one free patch. So that's every order with no coupons, no minimum order, no codes needed. You place the order on Friday, and when it arrives to you, it's going to have at least one free patch. Your support means a lot to us, and financial support is critical. So thanks again to the people who keep us online through purchases at gearwebsites.com.
Hey, and welcome everybody for a late start, today. Going live with our weekly wrap up here. I'm just finishing in Orange. I took a break between the last live show we were on here to eat an orange real quick. So now we can get on with this one. We go live. Well, we'd like to go live every single day of the week. Eventually we'll get to that again. We've episode 1720, 1,720 episodes. So 720, that's a cool one. Anyhow, on Fridays, we take a look back at the week, what's been going on. This week, it'll be mostly YouTube, but when everything's running on full steam, we take a look back at essentially what the Second Amendment protects and everything that we've discovered during the week. One, so that we can keep people who are busy updated briefly, you know, within an hour usually. And secondly, to archive this stuff. We're called Gun Websites because we have a bunch of websites out there and we use the different platforms as they've come along. So the idea is to document this stuff weekly, so because it's a ton of stuff. And if we went to it once a month, it would be a lot of work. If we did it once every 6 months, it would be even more work and it would be a large volume. So the idea is to just keep the work being done incrementally. That happens with consistent effort. So thanks to everybody who participates in that by joining us live. And I guess I should thank our Patreons, the people who subscribe to what we do, financially help us take time to work on this stuff, pay for the servers and the software that are required. Not huge amounts of money, but it definitely helps to have people helping with that. So if you'd like to be part of that, we don't put anything behind the paywall. You get occasionally something extra for being a Patreon, but the patrons can be satisfied that they're helping to get work done that isn't necessarily something that's out there selling views. You know, we're not out there trying to entertain as much as inform and keep people inspired. So thanks to the people that are helping with that. That's the introduction for people who never listened to the show before. But if you have, welcome back. Be part of the show. We do this live on Friday nights. We try to start it at midnight Eastern because of the intro to the show using that Red Dawn feed. We started doing it midnight, being night people. And we appreciate the people that join us live. Now, if you're listening as a podcast in the future, you can be part of the show as well. Leave us some feedback. Give us one of those thumbs up or likes on the various platforms that you're listening to it on. We're using the Podbean now. There's a link to it in the description here to kind of consolidate all our podcasts. So it's been kind of cool watching all the activity out there on the different things. iTunes is our biggest listener base, but we're pretty much getting listened to on all of them. So it's pretty neat to be able to see where the audiences are coming from. All right, with that being said, we're going to dig into the week here. And I'll say hey to people that are jumping in. Hillbilly Up is joining us. Ashley's out there. Defense Dad, welcome. So we'll wiggle the puppy a little bit. The co-host here, Guy, is out there. Welcome. All right, so Puppy co-host is snoring in the background. He has now decided he's bored and went to sleep. He was out running around with, he'd had all kinds of adventures today, so he's super tired. He kind of wants to eat, but he'll eat after the show. Anyhow, so we'll get into it. We post this information here on the YouTube description, but that's just one place, right? So we also post it on our Substack. That's what we're looking at on the screen together. We also post it on our Patreon. We just mentioned we use that sort of like a blog. Every once in a while, we put a post on there that's just for the patrons, but mostly just to give them some idea of something that's just for them. We try to put all the information out there for everybody. So you can follow the Patreon blog for free. It's just another format to get out there. I really like the way this Substack looks, though, so that's why we look at this one during the show. There's a newsletter, and keep in touch with what's going on there. Then we have the Instagrams, of course, and like I mentioned, the Podbean. All right, so the 2A news of the week got kicked to the curb again. This has been a busy week for sure, a very busy week. We'll talk about as much of it, you know, while it happened, the coverage of it and stuff, but as far as consolidating it, that is what I really like to do with this show. It just takes some time on Fridays, and today was not a day that I had time to do it. So last week I tried doing it from my source, which is the NSSF email that comes out in the Friday afternoons, but that took 2 hours or something, so we're not going to do that this week. Obviously, though, this is a busy week. I should put the poll out there. I'm going to go put a poll out there. Hold on. So being as it has been an interesting week, to say the least, verdicts going all over the place, new diversions, new distractions coming out from the antis trying to divide us all. And there's the message that Gizzard linked to us. Thanks, Gizzard, for that. He's live just before us every week, right after the Georgia shooting connection. Is that what they call it? Let's see. So let's get a poll going. We're going to go down here. And there's DJ saying, hey, oh, wait, there's DJ. This pug? Yeah, this little pug is the co-host. I think he's met everybody. Oh, wait, no, he hasn't met you, and he hasn't met Hillbilly. But he's met a lot of the people that join the show. Anyway, so I was starting a poll over here. And we've got... How was this week for 2A? Great week. And then I'll just copy and paste this real quick. We got a good week for 2A. We can go with an okay week for 2A, or the old-fashioned bad week for 2A. So give us an idea of what you think. We just had a long discussion in Gizzard's chat about the whole illegal immigrant right to own type of thing. And I'm sure there's lots of debates and conversations going on about that out there, right? But like I say, it's been a crazy week for other things as well. Personally, I got food poisoning, I'm pretty sure. I got taken out for like 18 hours, 24 hours. So I had that happen to me, and I don't know if you have to deal with that. It's not fun. So I'm still coming out of that a little bit and just eating real food again for the first time this week, today. So I just didn't have the brain power. I was out of it for a good chunk, but I just didn't have the brain power to keep up, keeping up with the bills and everything. Trying to get out of debt and the stuff, you know, it's priority, but I can't push everything aside. Doing taxes and stuff, so those are all my excuses. Next week, hopefully, when everything gets back to normal stride, we can get that portion of the show back in, but I probably could have included a link to the NSSF newsletter, which comes out on Friday afternoons, which is where I get most of my data for this section because it's such a great summary. However, that being said, it's not a summary. Last week it took me an hour to go through it. So it's I can summarize it here, and I do each week. But again, we'll get back on that track as soon as possible. So let's get into the stuff that essentially this is a list of all the stuff that I watched this week that's worth watching and stuff that might be useful to share if you're interested in supporting these folks or using their, their good example to help win people over or educate people. Sometimes when other people can say the right words, it helps us out, right? If we don't know what to say. And also, like I said, there's an ulterior motive to all this. I type all this stuff out each week. I wish I could have an AI do it. It'd be cool if I could have some AI figure out how to do this for me. But this takes some time. And the reason for this is not for the video. I mean, this nobody cares about me scrolling through this for the YouTube video. I just do it because there's nothing else to do. And it's like the notes for the show. But this is really because this is a link to Brooke's video. We're about to talk about Brooke Cheney's Suicide Prevention Saturday project. That deserves links on the internet. So here's a link to it on Substack. Then there's going to be a link to it on the podcast softwares, all of them, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Google, right? There's going to be a link to it in the Patreon blog. There's going to be a link to it in the other social platforms and then in the archives. So the goal here is not just to talk about this stuff on Friday night. We do that because that facilitates the rest of it. But the real goal is to spread these valid projects and people's successes and projects out there on the internet. And that's done mechanically. You can want it to be done, but you also can just do it. And it's super frustrating as a website person, a web guy who understands the mechanisms behind all this thing, or at least the basic, you know, understanding of the mechanisms back there. When I see people who do stuff live, but then they don't really put much in the description, and we're leaving a lot on the table there. So this is an opportunity to get as much reach as we can with this stuff. So I appreciate everybody who joins us live. And of course, it turns into a podcast. So thanks to everybody who's listening. But a big chunk of our goal here is just to help these projects out. All right. That being said, thanks again, everybody who's joining us live. Obviously, I probably shouldn't have eaten an orange right before the show. So now I'm going to drink some water over here. We're getting a bunch of votes at this point. Great week for 2A is winning with a good week for 2A following right behind it. Feel free to comment on that. Is that because of a specific ruling? Because we had some horrible shit happen in Colorado. We have some heinous shit happening in Connecticut. We had some wins in Connecticut. I should have said we have some other heinous shit happen in Massachusetts. I think we did have a win in Connecticut, but now I'm trying to think, was it a win or was it just not as bad a clobbering as people thought? Feel free to vote in that poll. And like I say, leave some comments if you want on why you voted the way you did. All right. So talking about the stuff that's focused on what our Second Amendment protects, the 2A stuff this week, I usually put them in order of importance. And guess what? Brooke's effort to normalize the conversation about suicide prevention and to normalize the kind of concept of mental health awareness is one of the most important things that's happening on the scene right now. There's lots of other important things happening for sure, but the antis use gun deaths against us. They can't use violence against us because although there is violence, there's not enough for them to scare people. The only way that they can scare people is to include suicides. And the only way that they can use their taglines, like guns kill more children than anything, is when they include adults and when they include suicides. Now, we all know that the real solution to this is changing the root causes for the decision to make to suicide. But they're either ignorant, probably their goal here isn't to focus on the suicide for sure, and they certainly don't care about solving it. And usually the political situation is what causes the underlying situation, so they don't want to admit any of that. So it often gets swept under the rug and then used to suggest guns are super violent or super dangerous. So there's so many reasons why this is important, and I start out the show almost every week with it because no one else is putting a weekly effort into this campaign. So thanks to Brooke for that. Check it out. Each week you get a less than a half an hour usually, just a brief conversation to keep the topic relevant, to add to the conversation, and to, again, help normalize our ability to talk about this stuff so that the important stuff can get done. Number one, I help prevent suicides, right? And then two, take that fucking number off the table already so that the antis quit using it, exploiting it against us. And that's going to be done by helping the other side understand what's up, as well as our own side, so that we get way more comfortable talking about it, so that they can't use that unawareness and that ignorance against us. All right. In addition to that project, Brooke has a shooting school. In addition to that, she's an active lobbyist, activist, I should say. She's not a lobbyist. She's an active activist. And in that role, they had a suicide prevention lobby day in Connecticut this week. And Brooke went live to talk about that, her visit to the Capitol to be there for that. In Colorado, moving on, Colorado had testimony for their, was it their Senate or their House? I think it was their Senate. But they've got some heinous stuff going down, super bad. And, we'll talk about more about that. But Toby from Cape Gunworks went from Massachusetts out to Colorado and texted me with, this was Tuesday morning, I think, to if we could go live. And I'm like, heck yeah. So we went live, and then Toby turned on the camera for the 2A rally, impromptu 2A rally that happened that morning before the testimonials started. In Iowa, moving on, Gabby Franco posted her speech from she was one of the speakers at the 2A rally that Iowa had this year, earlier this year. And this is Gabby's speech from that. It's 21 minutes. It's 21 minutes, so I'm not going to play the whole thing. But
I know families and the community is devastated. I know that.
It's worth listening to. Gabby is from Venezuela. She's an Olympic shooter and has an insight from the shooting, growing up with shooting as a competitive at the Olympic level, a competitive shooter, and then moving from Venezuela to the United States and all those aspects. So she's got a lot to add to conversations. Here's Melissa from Dragon Man's. Sorry, I'm sitting here being distracted by the co-host who's told you he's exhausted from running around all day. I'm trying to get him to stop making noise. Sometimes you rub on the head, he wakes up a little bit. I don't know if this is the one. Let's play this one. There's another one this is Melissa at the shop encouraging people to go to testify on Tuesday. So this is from before the testimonials.
How you doing, guys? Dragon Man here. I'm over here with my daughter Melissa and Dragon Arms Gun Store, and I've been in business here since 1981. I've seen it all. They tried to pass all kinds of assault ban bills, and the assault ban bill is coming up next week, the worst ever in the state of Colorado. They want to ban everything that you see on the wall here in back of me, and that's going to put like a lot of gun stores out of business. My daughter Melissa is going to tell you a lot more about it.
Hey everyone, so we want to make this video today because so many customers have come out, or people on the phone just telling us, you know, we're really proud of you. We hope that, we can fight this thing, and good luck. While that's great that they're supporting us, I feel like most people don't want to actually get involved. They don't want to let their voices be heard. They're thinking that because they're a member of the NRA or Gun Owners of America, that they're going to fight it for them. You're sorely mistaken. We need to show up in masses. There needs to be a majority at the Capitol this Tuesday, March 19th at 8 a.m. Everyone's lined up at the steps of the Capitol, and then the hearing starts at 9:30.
So this is nothing new. This is the same thing that we have to deal with on a regular basis. That's the civic part of civic responsibility. So getting used to going to rallies, getting... taking it and taking the, getting used to it, but owning it, right? So if it's something that they're going to keep bringing to the table, half the reason they do this half the reason they do this is because they think it's messing with everybody. So when we get all upset and we moan and groan that we have to go deal with some, I don't want to call it civic responsibility, but it is in some respects civic responsibility. When we have to go deal with that, even though somebody is intentionally creating the responsibility, that eternal vigilance is what ensures liberty. So you have to exercise a muscle in order to be strong. So it sucks that they're out there profiting on this. But as we get better as activists and people who create awareness, we can shed light on the fact that they're exploiting this situation. The people in the middle's unawareness of firearms and the narratives that they've created, they're now trying to capitalize on to exploit. And once we can illustrate that, you know, get that point across to those people in the middle, we've won a major, major accomplishment there. And we'll be able to use those lessons and that ability in other places in society. So this is a valid fight and one that unfortunately hasn't been easy, but we've had various levels of success in the time I've been paying attention to it. So don't be discouraged by any means, and certainly listen to Melissa and don't assume someone else is going to solve this for us. While there are other people pulling, every single person who lets go of the rope is letting us lose, right? You win a tug of war with a whole bunch of people pulling. Yeah, no one person can take a rest once in a while in a tug of war, but if everybody takes a rest, we end, we lose. So you have strength in numbers, but you don't have strength. You don't have the ability to just rest all the time. So these are opportunities to get stronger and to, again, own it. Getting all upset and thinking about the work you're missing or the opportunities you're missing with, you know, what you could have been doing with that day. Maybe if you're missing time with the family, take the family to the rally. Maybe if you're missing work or whatever, let them know, you know, why. And maybe work closes and brings the whole company down. You never know. So not brings the whole company down, but, you know, brings the whole company to the rally. You never know. So exercise these things, like she's saying. It's frustrating. And Colorado is just one of the states dealing with it. All right, moving along to Walk Talk America goes live on Fridays. Today, I think I was totally asleep when this one happened, but they were live with Devin from Trenchwork Chronicles. Another one here from Jake, who's part of Walk Talk America. And this was an interview with him on the some Nevada news, you know, probably Reno news. Talking about, I don't know if Woods is still awake for this one, but there's a new book club out there. Professor Yamane has a book club happening now. And it's a virtual thing where you join a room, and I don't think it's once a month, but I meant to put this in the calendar this week and then got derailed a little bit. But as soon as I have a chance to work on the calendar again, all these things will be in the calendar. In addition to the book club, he's got that week. Well, I guess I didn't even put it in here because I put it in last week. But he's got his 5-week course starting next Tuesday, the 25th. So everybody that's going to be attending, I'll see you there. It's a free 5-week course from Professor Yamane at something college and Wake Forest, something like that, Wake Forest College. And it's going to be a free online course. I think he has 500 people maximum, so it'll be a lot of people in there. It's going to be like 250 people in there. Ron Wayne has taken off. Have a good night. All right, so then we'll get into the gun talk stuff. So I don't know if you listened to S2 Underground or not, but dude had an hour-long conversation.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to the Underground.
An hour-long conversation talking about the election preparedness and readiness. So if you're into the fear, core, or like, you know, super fear, I don't know what the hell to call it, like the people that really like doom and gloom in it, Check that video out. It's worth checking out. He's practical about it, and it might go a little bit harder than people, you know, casually. Some people like to casually be a scared of shit because they like casually being a scared of shit, I guess. But they never really get into the details and get really scared. When people who know what's going on want to talk about things to be scared about, it might get a little bit scarier than you want. But it's also every option. You know, when you listen to Intel people tell you stuff, they know stuff, but they're also know a lot of stuff. So they're trying to let you know about the whole spectrum. Is that the word I was looking for? So it's not saying everything's going to happen, but it's trying to include everything that could happen, I guess is the way to think about it. All right, getting into lighter stuff. We had the mouse party this week and every week. So if you want to be part of a conversation in the middle of the night like this and not just listen to it, I probably should have a co-host or do something at some point again. So this has been quite a while that I've just been lecturing every Friday. I'm getting sick of it. But trying to come up with something different on our side is one thing. But if you want to be part of a conversation and join in and talk to people and be part of a thing that's open, check out the Mouse Party on Wednesdays. All you got to do is go over to the Gilded and grab the link and join in. And, you know, there's no topic usually and no script, I guess. You know, just to have a conversation. It's a pretty fun time. This week will be another overnight, so I think, right? So the overnights are every other night, or excuse me, every other Saturday night. Over on Foss's YouTube channel as well. Another podcast we listen to is the Gun and Gear Review podcast with Tony and a bunch of people from back east. And it's more of a gun podcast. Let's talk about grip angles and red dots and stuff. They have a mix of people in and they talk about stuff that, you know, they've seen at the shows that they went to or that's coming out on the market or whatever. This really this week still, or was this from last week? So, Forge of Freedom, one of the podcasts I listened to, had a conversation about Hackathorn talking about lights. I thought we talked about that last week. I might have this one in the wrong week. Or maybe I'm just losing track of time and that was this week. Rolo does his shows on Sundays. It's interesting to listen to something like the TikTok, takedown, from somebody's point of view who's younger and more technical on the scene. You may not know this, but a lot of the gun people you listen to don't know shit about computers or the internet or technology or a lot of the implications. They can use the things that are in front of them, but they don't really pay a lot of attention to that other stuff. So sometimes the opinions they have are more unfamiliar fear than reality. So listening to people who have a more relevant grasp on tech. It's sometimes interesting to hear their position on politics of the day, especially when they touch something like the internet, like with the TikTok ban. Let's see. Then we've got Bullet for Bucks, our friend up in Wyoming, posted a live stream. I think he does these on Sundays. So, you know, if you're interested in hunting, this is North American hunting, usually continental United States and big game. So listening to them chat, but this last time they were talking turkey actually. So it gets a little less specific than those things, but typically that's the type of hunting they're talking about. And depending on the guest, it'll be more about the ballistics or maybe the gear or maybe the locations or the critters, you know, kind of depends on the flavor or the interests, I guess, of the guests that are on the show. All right, we've got some radio shows that we listen to on the regular, and this week some of those were unscheduled or rescheduled or, you know, changed because of those events in Colorado. So usually listen to Toby on Rapid Fire Radio, but he flew out to Colorado and was at the Colorado testimonials and rally, or I guess I should say rally and testimonials on Tuesday. So he didn't do a 2A Tuesday, and he also didn't do the regular Wednesday show, but he also did some specials. So there was a couple of different posts from Cape Gunworks this week Gun Owners Radio, the San Diego County Gun Owners organization hosts the show. And another good one, what they're doing now on this show, if you may want to check it out, they go live for like 2 hours, and they do have some hiccups because their stream gets interrupted occasionally. Must be a connection issue in the radio, what is that called, studio or whatever it's called. But normally, since they're streaming a live broadcast, there's commercials. So that, I don't know, 2 minutes sometimes, depending on which commercial break, you know, they're longer or shorter. But during the commercial breaks, instead of just having dead air, they've been playing maybe clips from old shows or pieces from, I don't know, testimonials, something that somebody recorded from the audience as people were doing testimonials to a committee. Just little pieces, B-roll. So what they've changed up this week, I think was the first week. I think it was this week. Maybe it was last week. But I think it was this week was the first week. They go live or they broadcast, but when the radio station goes to commercial, they just focus on the YouTube chat. So very much like what Cape Gunworks does and what people that are familiar with streaming do, they understand that the people out there listening, just like right now, just like Ashley's out there right now, just right now said goodnight to Wayne or Ron, and then Ron is saying goodnight, right? So this is happening in real time. The Gun Owners Radio is starting to incorporate that into their stream. So that's going to take it to another level. Michael really has a great perspective on stuff. He's very practical. And of all the people I've interviewed, of all the people I follow on the regular, I don't always agree with them, but often he makes good points. Even if I don't agree, I can understand why he makes the points he makes, which is, you know, a big part of understanding different facets of stuff. But he often has a better way, or at least a way that I haven't seen people describe either the infringements that we're dealing with or some of the rights that they have to deal with in California getting smashed on. And he's, I guess, maybe from being his life experience or from just doing the activism effectively for a while, you know, he's come up with some really interesting angles that others I haven't seen before. So, you know, I haven't seen before. So anyway, that would be cool to see the future of this show when they're listening to the audience live. So definitely want to check that out on Sunday afternoons. Just after She Fires, she didn't do a show this week. She had something going on. But yeah, so if you're looking for something to listen to on Sunday, you start listening to She Fires, then listen to Gun Owners Radio Live, and Rolo is often on somewhere in there too. Ashley's saying being able to understand why someone feels or thinks the way they do goes a long way, even if you don't agree. Yeah, for sure, right? I think pretty sure it was KD who brought that up in Chicago back in 2018 and sort of got me to start thinking differently about meeting someone halfway. Meeting someone halfway is effectively going up to your property line, you know, the boundary between your two ideologies or whatever, your two sides of the coin, and going up to the edge and just yelling your opinion across to the other side. Like maybe if you got closer, they'd hear you better. And even if you do that and you try yelling different things, like, oh, maybe I'll yell it a different way, or I'll go to a different property line, or, you know, yell from there, it's still just yelling your position to the other side, which isn't the same as going beyond, going into their, seeing the things from their side of the fence, going into their shoes and experiencing their situation. And now you understand why they, you don't have to agree, you know, oh, I don't like the way your tree's hitting the side of the house or whatever. But once you go over there and you figure out the tree is shading their garden and they need that, like, okay, I don't agree. I still don't want my tree like this, but I can understand why you want the tree like this. And then at least you can start thinking about some, you know, some other ways to creatively come up with a solution. So, yeah, I think that's something that just that concept, it would be great to have had a, what are those things called? Schoolhouse Rock or something, with that concept of meeting somebody halfway versus seeing it in their shoes. Maybe there was one, and I'm forgetting it. Anyway, so we'll move on from the radio shows. We'll go check out guncalendars.com. one of, you know, we're gun websites because we have a lot of websites, and most of them aren't gun related stuff. They're stuff that nobody cares about, but well, some people care about, you know, how to make pizza or something like that. But a lot of the gun related ones are like this. There's no ads or nothing. The only thing you're going to see that looks like ads are, I suppose, links to our other websites, and then things like the Second Amendment Foundation, our Arizona Citizens Committee, our Arizona Citizens Defense League, the JPFO, and the GOA aren't paid links or nothing. They're just links, but that's about the only thing we have that's even close to links. It's really just a way to put the information out there for anybody that wants to use it, maybe having a conversation around the water cooler, or ideally at a gun show or at a gun shop or at the range. Let's see. So today is, oh, snap. Today is the first day of Big Sandy, our machine gun shoot here in Arizona. If I would have had more time and more money, I'd be up there again this year. It's a little bit weird because I got the dogs and it's a very loud event. So, you know, when I had the dog that didn't care about the noise, it was no big deal. And I haven't been going up there since Mello. She doesn't like noise. But she's getting better, and nothing stopping me from parking really far away from it. But anyway, I haven't been up there in a few years. But Big Sandy is the, well, it's the biggest machine gun shoot that anybody can go to. It's the best one, actually. It happens in the middle of nowhere in Arizona. So very few people attend it. Although the ones that do, it's like going to a like a big concert or something. Like it's a happening. So the people that do go kind of all kind of give each other the nod because they got themselves out there. Tomorrow is going to be the anniversary of the saying, or the speech, I guess, or what was it? Was this a speech or was this a pamphlet? Anyway, give me liberty or give me death. That's the anniversary of that tomorrow. It is also, is this correct? The New Hampshire Freedom Rally? I'm pretty sure this is an old, this was a hypothetical, but I don't think it's correct. I think that already happened on the 16th. But I can't keep everything 100%, especially events that move. But moving forward, we have a big cartridge collector show, so an ammunition collector show coming up in St. Louis next week. If anything I could do this year, any year. I haven't been able to get to this show yet. It's one of the things I would really, really, really like to do. So if everybody out there would like to immediately go over to Patreon and become like a $25 Patreon member, and let's say we had, what would we need, 1,000 $25 Patreon members, I'm definitely going to that show. If we get $25,000 before next week, I'm definitely going to that show. I guarantee it. So if you want to consider that a challenge, feel free. Otherwise, I'll just keep talking about it. Eventually, I'll get to that show, though. We have the U.S. versus Crankshank coming up next week. That is, which one was Crankshank? Oh, that's the one that's shitty. That one is the one that says the Constitution only applies to the individuals and not to the states. So that's annoying. But we kind of both use that one. The antis and the pro-gun people use that one. So it exists. Looks like Easter is coming up in a little bit. And there is more stuff, but I don't have it all in the calendar. So that's why it's not being displayed right now. We can jump over, however, to another part of the website, which is just click on Firearms Events 2024. And let's take another quick look at the rally schedule for 2024. It's turning out to be a better year than it started. We had the Virginia Citizens Defense League Lobby Day happening a week before SHOT Show. That's unprecedented. They almost always do their Lobby Day during SHOT Show. So the people in Virginia don't ever have a choice if they want to go to SHOT Show or not, if they want to go to their Lobby Day or go to SHOT Show. So this was kind of cool, I thought, for some people in Virginia who wanted to do both. At least they had the opportunity this year. The Iowa 2A rally happened on the 18th of January. That's the one that we saw Gabby Franco's video from, her speech at that. Our Arizona rally happened on the 17th here in Arizona. That was our, or in Phoenix, that was our 11th annual rally from that organization. There's been rallies in Arizona longer than that, but this organization, the biker gang, has been doing it since for 11 years now. And also Pot of Gold Auctions. Cheryl and Dan Todd have been a big part of this for the 11 years as well. Then we have I think maybe 9 of those of the years, but still most of it. So that New Hampshire one did happen on the 16th. I changed it here, but I haven't changed it on the calendar yet. The Colorado rally happened the other day on the 19th. Now the next one will be the Missouri rally coming up on the 17th, followed by IGOLD, the Illinois Gun Owners Lobby Day, IGOLD. That'll happen on the 18th. And this will be an important one for Illinois this year. Hillbilly's saying, if you want to go to the St. Louis show, you could stop by here. Yeah, I appreciate that, dude. I like Missouri quite a bit. And if I think I know where you're at, I would definitely not mind. I would definitely enjoy spending time in that neck of the woods. It's a good part of the world. But usually when I'm booking, well, I'd like to have it again. There have been trips where I'm on the road for a long time. Back in the day when I was on the road, if I was on the road for like 45 days, there were times when I would schedule in time off, or more likely, because that would be a luxury I didn't have to just schedule time off, right? But sometimes what would happen is there was like 2 gun shows I was going to, but they were 2 weeks apart instead of, you know, each weekend. So I'd have like 2 weeks to go somewhere to somewhere. And sometimes I'd have some time to fart around then. Or if an event is somewhere and it's like 4 days, I end up staying somewhere for like 4 days. But when I'm traveling, I tend to, the travel is part of it. So what I like to do is slowly move, not take giant trips on the highway, but slowly move through the back roads. So I get to see as many gun shows as possible, or gun shops as possible. And so if I'm going down side roads and just seeing the world, seeing the country, then like I say, I can either stumble across a gun shop, or if I go in somewhere and get something to eat, I can ask, hey, where's the gun shop at? Or if I go to some range or something, or if I'm driving down the road and I see a range, I can stop at the range and say, hey, where's the gun shops at? So I kind of do that. If you're close to Berryville, I could definitely take you up on it, because I'm going to the Daisy Airgun Museum for sure, and I'm going to that museum in Berryville. So yeah, I'll be going right past all that. So I appreciate that. Anyway, so getting back from the Missouri and the Illinois rally, if you know any other rallies that are happening this year, definitely let me know. The goal is to keep them in here. In 2020, before all the bullshit happened, there was 20-something rallies scheduled that year. And it would have been impossible because 2 or 3 of them, I think 4 of them, so 2 and then another time 2, happened on the same weekend. But most of them were coordinated with the legislator of that state somehow. So a lot of them happened on like Wednesdays and Thursdays. They weren't all weekends, because a lot of times they like to do the rallies in front of the legislator in, you know, in while they're working, not on a Saturday when they're not even there. But other times you have to do it on a Saturday when they're not there. So it kind of depends. But that was frustrating to see the most rallies we've ever had. Like, I'm a big fan of rallies. A lot of people don't like them. Some people hate them. Some people on our side think rallies are not only ineffective, but bad. There's people that do not like rallies. Then there's a lot of people who could give a shit one way or the other. And then there's people that go to the rallies. And the rallies are different. I've been to a lot of them now. They're an opportunity, just like a gun show or just like something at a range. Like, you know, if there's some kind of an event that's held that brings a bunch of people together, like a swap meet or a gun show. It's that element. You know, you've got a lot of people showing up, but instead of a gun show where everybody's basically looking at stuff on tables and once in a while you look up so you don't bump into somebody, but you're not really having conversations that often at a gun show, not everybody at least. At a rally, you got nothing else to do. You're either watching somebody have a speech or make a speech, or you're talking to people. And 99% of the time it's people just talking to each other, because you can't hear the speech anyway, or you don't care about the speech because it's just somebody saying stuff you already know. You know, echo choir. Preaching to the choir stuff and echo chamber stuff. So rallies are awesome. And so when I saw that we were going to have 20 of them, and then that bullshit started starting up in March, and then boom, 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 they all started shutting down out of fear. That was frustrating. So it's, you know, we had a couple come back, and then we had a couple come back. You know, Arizona was like, boom, we're going to still have it. Ours happened before all the bullshit anyway. And then the next year, boom, they already had it again. And so they never stopped a beat, but a lot of the states just never came back. And the thing is, they never got started. So I was saying the rallies are kind of special. We haven't had a lot of rallies. There haven't been a need for them, so we never had them. right? Because why would you have them if you don't have a need for them? It's not going to have a gun parade. Once we started to see the need for them, then we had a couple and nothing even happened. But people got scared. Or they saw Antifa walking around, or Antifa, or whatever they call themselves. They saw those people walking around with airsoft guns and got scared and said, oh, we can never have a rally because we'd be scared. We'd look bad or whatever. I don't know. I don't want to speak for them, but they have some fear of rallies. So as soon as the rallies started to happen, there was this vocal resistance to the rallies or opposition to the rallies on our side. And I can tell you the head of one of the national level organizations doesn't like rallies. I've had conversations with him where I'm like frustrated as shit because he doesn't like rallies with a passion. Now he goes to rallies, but for a long time, he would never, ever be like interested in a rally. And that's one of the three-letter organizations we all know. So they're not a given. They were something that kind of didn't need to exist. And then once they started to exist, they didn't have a lot of love, either a lot of participation. And like I say, some people just didn't like them at all. So they worked against them. Then when they showed themselves to be potentially effective, we had a little bit more. And then 2013 happened. And then we started seeing some rallies. Never Enough Ammo, if anybody knows that guy, he put a lot of effort into starting people doing rallies. And that was back in the olden days. So that was 2013, I guess. And we did see some rallies. And then 15, bah. It wasn't until 19 when they had that rally in D.C. that sort of, you know, again, controversial. Should you even have a rally? Why should you have a rally if you can't carry guns? Bunch of Fed bullshit, like fake, what is that called? You know, when they put people in to screw with shit, a lot of that kind of stuff trying to infiltrate and make it into a failure. And it ended up being a pretty good success in spite of all that shit. A lot of false flag type of bullshits was going on. And still, it was a successful rally. And I think that's a real big reason, at least a chunk of the reason why a lot of other states and stuff decided, okay, rallies are valid. Let's do rallies. So it was so encouraging, so cool to see everybody posting rallies in 20. And then the bullshit. And now we, you know, now we're sitting here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 rallies this year. And we got to say this is a good year because that's 7 more than our 0. You know, it's a couple of the states that do them all the time. Virginia is always going to do them. Arizona is always going to do them. Colorado had to do it. Missouri normally does it. Illinois does it. Like, they do it all the time. New Hampshire, though, it's their 9th. You know, they've been doing it. But where's Oklahoma, right? Like, they do them. Where's some California rallies? How cool would that be? Anyway, so rallies are a big deal. I'm a big fan of them. I've been ranting about them for a while now. What is it? It's March, so we're almost to the point where we can start thinking about some things, but we're in a kind of a, I want to say slow. We're in a part of the year where it's probably just a bunch of hunting shows that I don't have listed. And I guess it's probably too cold or wet in parts of the country to schedule stuff. As I scroll down here, yeah, we don't really see nothing here for another couple of months. So that's over on Gun Calendars. You can check that out. Our goal here, though, is to not only talk about the history of what happened, so let people know about these events that are coming up, even if you don't go to them, just knowing about it again, if you're at the range or at the gun shop or something. And somebody mentioned something, at least you can say, hey, yeah, I think there is something coming up. I heard something about, you know, a big shoot, or I heard something about a show you might be interested in. All right, next we're going to talk about some military, and oh man, I didn't get anything in here this year or this week. The military interview shows were actually pretty good again this week. Mic Drop, I didn't put it in here, but Mic Drop had a first part of a two-part interview with a female. What is she? I think she's CIA or something. Or Secret Service? No, she's Secret Service. So a female, she was Secret Service. She's talking about the president's limo and stuff. I'm pretty sure she was Secret Service. Really cool interview, though. It's only first part. And then Combat Story had, is it an F-15 pilot on? Again, I think first of a two-part. And Team House had a couple of things this week. They had a pretty cool seal on from Vietnam earlier today before Gizzard Show. And then this is a conversation with a guy from the CIA who they've had on before. So it's somebody that if you're watching these shows, you've seen them as a commentator before. But they're talking about intelligence and intelligence gathering, human versus electronic. And, you know, for a long time, that's been a debate. And a lot of people, just because technology is so cool, I guess a lot of people just assume we're moving towards a time when, you know, robots and secret hidden microphones are going to tell us all our intelligence. And, well, anyway, it's an interesting conversation. This is the Team House has started to do something called, what is it called?
Hey, guys, it's Jack. I just
ever wish you could be everywhere? Talk to all your customers.
They call it Eyes On. It's another sort of show that they put on the Team House channel. And it's a couple of CIA guys and a Marine. No, wait, a Marine and the CIA guy who interview or just have kind of commentary on current political stuff mostly. So pretty interesting. And then they had a thing about France going to Ukraine. And then what am I missing? I think there was another one I should have put in here this week. All right, so the show is going right about an hour, it looks like. We're getting to the end. This is the stuff that we did this week. We tried to put together a mastering event coverage, some outside the box and some non-typical elements of covering events. Ideally, as content creators out there who have an eye on or focus on what the Second Amendment protects, we're also trying to be creative and new, useful, you know, evolving. And I don't know if the word is creative or not, but you know, just trying stuff sometimes for the sake of trying stuff. And unfortunately, I think what a lot of us do, and it's easy to fall into the rut, is to either create content on a formula, just figure out some formula, some recipe, and just start cookie cuttering it out, which works. And there's a satisfaction to doing it. But there's a little bit different results when you try different recipes, right? At least. But after a while, once you get familiar with the components, the ingredients, you no longer need recipes to accomplish what you want. Now you can decide, you know, I want to eat this or I want to create that. And you know what the ingredients, you're aware of the ingredients enough. You're aware of what your tools can do. You're aware of what your audiences are interested in. So ideally, we're moving the ball with some of this coaching. And if you've got ideas for focus or topics for future shows, feel free to let me know. But the goal is to encourage and inspire people, to motivate people to be part of the mix, right? To be part of the conversation that's happening on the internet. This isn't a newspaper like back in the day. You had to have enough money to create a newspaper and then be chosen to be one of the few who gets to be on one of the, you know, finite number of pages in the newspaper. And if you didn't get enough attention or results, then you lost your place in those finite resources. So we had a reverence and a respect for people who achieved that. And some of the people I think that remember those days think the internet needs to be that way. And it does not. The internet is not something where only people who have something good to say or fancy about saying it or deserve it are allowed to talk. Everybody can fucking talk on the internet. So I encourage people to be part of that. And once you start to talk on the internet, you add your value, you add your perspective, you add your awareness to the internet. No one's had your life experience. No one has had your collection of understanding. When you bring that to the mix, we're better off. And that's what we're lacking right now, is the we have not been effective at getting those people in the middle and the people on the other side aware that we're all part of a big game here, and that's being played by one of the richest people on the planet, paying for people who don't understand to just say dumb shit and mess with us. Imagine if there weren't the gun issue, what all this time and effort we've spent could have done to accomplish, right? towards the education system or towards the immigration system or towards the healthcare system or towards all of those, towards going to space, if you'd rather use that as a non-political effort. But this is a lot of wasted time and effort. And there's just people on our side that love it. They make money every time there's a back and forth. They love it because every time somebody new to the mix comes along and is unsure of what's going on, they know that they're going to get $30. So anyway, hopefully by doing these shows with the coaching and thinking of new ways and different ways of doing stuff, it's not just for the sake of doing it differently, but because, again, this is, we're all better when we keep moving the playing field. We don't want to be the same adversary for our enemies, and there's no need to do the same thing over and over again for our own selves. We're allowed to change things up and evolve and have fun and grow as we go along. So anyway, we're going to keep doing that on Tuesdays. And if you've got a topic for one of those shows, let me know. Something that's a bottleneck for you, or a stumble, or a something that you learned from, something you liked a lot, and you think it'd be worthwhile to benefit or to focus on it for one of these shows, let us know. On Wednesdays, we take a look at Instagram. This week, like I say, I was sick, so I didn't do it, and I didn't even reschedule it. So I'll probably reschedule it for next week, and we'll just have a longer one next week. But spoiler alert, if I'm sick, I'm not sitting there watching Instagram. So there's really nothing, you didn't miss much because I didn't click a lot of stuff on Instagram this week. But that's what we do on Wednesdays typically. And we'll do that right before the Cape Gunworks show. So we consider it an opening act for their show. All right, we've got the poll going here. And it looks like great week for 2A. Won by 62%, good week at 25%, okay week at 12%, and nobody picked bad week, even though we're essentially getting clobbered. Getting clobbered is one thing. Getting clobbered and nobody gives a shit about it is like another level of freaking annoying. So getting clobbered, everybody came to the table. You know, it's like you can all understand that we gave it our try or whatever, but getting clobbered, nobody says nothing about it. That's frustrating. I don't know why my polls are doing this, but are y'all seeing the real poll here for this one? This should be an actual poll. Well, maybe I have to click on this. I think I had to click on that, and then it'll show me the poll. No, it didn't. There we go. So I don't know why it's hiding the poll. But I watched that new Roadhouse remake, so I don't know if anybody out here has watched this. It's on Amazon, so you can watch it if you got Amazon Prime. And it's What's-His-Face from Donnie Darko is the dude that was in Roadhouse. And then pretty much everything else has changed. They call it Roadhouse, but it's not the same kind of bar. Oh, it's the same kind of bar, but it's not the same bar or nothing. So I'm pretty sure it's in a different state. And I don't know. It's more of a boat movie. It's definitely a fist fighting, except they do it a lot on boats in this movie. I don't remember the boats in the first one. But I don't know how big a movie Roadhouse was to your history or your past, if you've even watched it. But I'm surprised by the results, honestly. I put in the four options that you, did you watch it? Watched it, and it's better than the original. Or watched it, but it's not better than the first one. Or haven't watched it, but I might. And then lastly, will not watch it. And those are the two that are winning. Haven't watched it, but might, and will not watch it, are tied for 43% of the votes. And then 11% of the votes went to watched it, but it's not better than the first. And only 3% even voted for watched it, and it's better than the original. So I kind of thought there'd be more watched it, not better than the first, but I'm surprised to see how many are haven't watched it, but might. And will not, but yeah, what do I know? It's just a remake of a movie. Let's see, we did get a couple of comments. Looks like Defense Dad says, so I watched it. If you forget everything you remember about the original, it almost doesn't suck, almost. And that's the way I figure about it. Like, I don't really like the first one that much, so for me, it's not like I don't really care that they redid it. And I honestly didn't like the first one, so I didn't think I was going to like this one. Then I watched it, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to keep watching this. And then I watched the whole thing, and I'm like, all right, it was, you know, there was like some twists in it and things like I didn't expect or something. And I'm like, okay, it was pretty good, I guess. But at the same time, if somebody wanted to talk me into how lame it was, I guess I could see that too. It's got a lot of weird new stuff in it, which I don't need. But it ain't so bad that I didn't watch it or nothing. Let's see. I thought this was Hemi. I'm just going to say, yeah, I think that's Hemi. He's saying, I'm over Hollywood remaking and completely ruining classics. Will not watch. And I get that. If you really, really like the first one, this one is not the first one. Like, it has nothing. It's not even, like, the guy doesn't have a special move or nothing. It's actually, in a lot of ways, if you really like the first one, this is like the second Red Dawn, because it takes some of the stuff from the first one and just wipes its butt with it, which is, can be annoying if you really care. Thing is, I don't really care, so it kind of followed the line of the first one, but nowhere near tight. Let's see. Then Robert's saying, for some reason, my wife, who is an 80s movie fan, has never seen the original. She does, however, want to watch the new one, so I'm still on the fence. So, I mean, they're two different enough movies. I would just say watch them both. The old one is just from the 80s or whatever, so it's just a little bit different because there's no cell phones or anything. Like, it's one of those kind of movies where it's like, I had to drive to the telephone booth, you know, where people aren't used to doing stuff like that anymore. So that part of it's a little bit weird. But yeah, the new one, it's a different movie, but it's, I don't know, I'm going to call it like a 6 or 7. It's not the best movie or nothing, but yeah. So Hillbilly is saying Roadhouse was the original. It was awesome, thanks to Sam Elliott. Actually, I had that same conversation with a friend today saying that I didn't like the first one. And he's like, oh, really? And I'm like, all right, I'll check that. I'm like, it's not that I didn't like the movie. I don't like what's-his-face, the main guy. What's his name? You know what I'm talking about, the guy from Red Dawn. So he's in Red Dawn, so I don't care. He's not like I hate the actor. I just don't like him that much. So when Roadhouse came out, I had no interest in watching it. But then when I did see it and that Sam Elliott is in it, I'm like, okay, well, I'll watch a Sam Elliott movie, period, even if it's lame. So Roadhouse isn't lame, but to me, it's just a neutral. Like, I could take it or leave it. But because Sam Elliott's in it, I'll watch it. And he's cooler character than some of the other, most of the others, really. But anyhow, yeah, I agree that if Sam Elliott wasn't in it, I would have only watched Roadhouse once. Roadhouse is, well, it's not really, but it's anyway. It's almost a rom com. It's not. It's kind of an action movie, but it's. No, I'm thinking of a different one. Forget it. I don't even know what time it's or anything. So at this point, I'm done. It's actually pretty cool because this is. With the time change and everything, this is only 10:30 here in Arizona. So even though we're an hour into the show, and I started a half an hour late because of Gizzard, for the people that are listening to this thing live, I still have time to get some work done tonight. So I'm going to end this one and get some work done. And I'm just scrolling through to make sure we didn't miss anything. I do feel like I had some other stuff to talk about. I think I had intended to add some more stuff to this, but being sick and whatnot just kind of knocked me off course with getting my normal routine through this week. I'm also remembering things, I think, from Instagram, which I didn't even do that show. So we're going to end this one on kind of a sloppy note, but we did get an hour in here, so hopefully it's a decent podcast. I definitely missed a lot of stuff this week. I do not want to make it seem like this nothing happened this week. I don't technically agree with the comments out there. I think this was a pretty shitty week for 2A. We did have a win or two, but they weren't good wins. These are wins in spite of, I think. But I'm not doom and gloom. Ideally, things that create effort that have to be fought against make us stronger. And the other side isn't in this to make us stronger. They're in this to make political points. They're in this to make money. So if we can, once we get to where we are doing this for the enjoyment and for because we're able and not because we're getting paid to or because we have to, we win, because they're only going to do this because it annoys us. So although it's been, I think, a shitty week, these are the kind of tests that bring out the, you know, the whole dynamic of the hard times, strong men create soft times or easy times, and then easy times, soft men. It's that whole cycle. So it's frustrating to have to deal with it, but just like anything with growth or with, with growth and evolution, we've got to experience some of the growing pains and the pressure. Maybe that's where I was looking for. When they apply pressure, political pressure, societal pressure, yeah, it sucks. Like, it's annoying. But once we figure out how to just work through it and do it, you know, resist them with a smile, they're going to leave us alone. And I say that because they've done it a million times. Not a million times. They've done it. It's part of their cycle. They're only pushing us now because we're separated enough to not to push back together. And we don't need to push back together. That's not the only option. But because we don't push back together, they continue to push at us. We will get past this. We will, because we're right and because we're smart and because we do work together, we will, all gun owners, we'll figure out how to resist this, and we'll be better off as a whole humanity, really, as a society. Other countries will say, wow, look at that country really does do okay with guns. Once they calm the jets on those people that were trying to exploit the situation, they really are doing okay with guns. Maybe we should rethink our situation here too. And then all those bad guys who are running around, you know, being mean to people, we'll have to go find something else to do. And that's what'll happen. It'll be a much more pleasant world once gun ownership is universal. All right, we'll end it with universal gun ownership making the world peaceful. No big deal. We'll just end it on that. We'll put this out here. Here's a secret Easter egg for this show. If you super chat, all you got to do is super chat. And then I grab this trendy bag thing, has a magnetic top that you squish open like a taco. I peel out one of these biscuits right out of here, and then reach in there, give that dog a biscuit. So nobody super chatted tonight. It's not your fault. You probably didn't know that if you super chat. Now this biscuit, come on, buddy. This biscuit is going to the fluffy girl dog over here. We'll end the show with the two dogs getting their biscuits. Then they're going to get fed a little bit of food after the show's over. And we'll encourage you. I think I'm going to be doing the show tomorrow with Tony, but I don't want to assume nothing. I haven't talked to Tony in a couple weeks. But if he's around, we'll do a show tomorrow, ask gun questions. Foss should be doing the overnight show tomorrow. Brooke does the suicide prevention Saturday. Oh my goodness, Hillbilly Up, I'm assuming. I think I even seen it scheduled. Has got his Hillbilly Nation show tomorrow, Guns, Beer, and Therapy. And thanks to Gunmetal Guy, get the puppy one of these for you. He likes these. He's having a good time right now. He enjoys this. He likes it. And then one of these to finish it off, and then a punch in the face. Gonna punch in the face. He doesn't like this part. Now he's getting punched in the face. That's how you keep his nose in. You have to punch him a couple of 30 times every evening. All right. Well, with that, we're done manhandling the puppy. And we'll leave. We could show off a quick Civivi knife. Everybody likes to see Civivi knives. I'm keeping this one, I think. I asked him for this copper one because I live in Arizona. And I like little knives. There, get it to open. So this is a little copper one. It's a frame lock, so it's probably metal on this side, but this side is a piece of copper. It's kind of neat. I haven't had a copper knife in a long time. Thanks to Civivi, and we'll be doing reviews of it, of course. All right, with that, we'll end it. With that commercial that Foss made us. Let me just push that button.
Sir, why are you in Barry's fishing net?
He ran right into it.
Get your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty apes.
First off, that is incredibly rude. You ran straight into Barry's fishing net.
It's ruined.
How is Barry gonna fish now?
I'm just trying to find some patches and some stickers.
Well, all you have to do is go to gearwebsites.com and you can find 2A-related stickers and patches. And even if you need web consulting, technology consulting, 3D printing, anything like that, gearwebsites.com. Now, please get out of the net.
I'm sorry, jerk.
Thanks again to Foss for that awesome commercial. Throw this up here for Patreon in the Dark.
Shit. Ninja? Ninja? Ninja?
It's 11:59 at radio.